This one cast has board game reviews for you. Yeah, we got the good, bad, and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game reviews. You'll really like it, or I'll make you eat your shoes.
Nada! By Blue Orange Games for 2 to 4 players, ages 7 and up. It takes about 10 minutes to play. Match, snatch, and win.
Woot woot.
So, woot. What was good about this game, guys?
Well, first off, who played the game?
It was very fast.
Yes, who played the game?
I did.
So did I.
Oh, gosh. I participated.
So we had Tim.
I'm Kristen, and I played the game.
Thank you, Kristen.
And I know how to tell my name.
It's me!
I'm Alicia, and I also played a game, and it was pretty quick, mostly because I won. It was fun.
Oh. Yeah.
And we had the Mitch.
The Mitch.
I'm still here, folks. All
right. And me! All right.
So, what was good about this game?
It was fast.
It was
very,
very
fast.
Simple rules?
Very
yep.
simple.
Simple right. rules, fast. The die were... Except for the hibiscus, maybe twin fetuses, it was fairly.
Or a butterfly. Yeah, it looked like a butterfly, too.
Could have been a butterfly.
Yeah. It's up to interpretation.
So, folks, know, I actually timed that game. Their whole thing took 4 minutes and 6 seconds. And that's after the rules were explained, and the rules only took like a minute.
Honestly, yeah. I thought
that's a quick game.
Yeah.
That's a very quick game.
So, similar to the game Bears.
Yes.
So, nada. So, what was something that was there? What would you say was bad about this game?
The twin fetus. Apparently, some people, John, don't recognize what a hibiscus flower looks like.
Hibiscus, yeah. To be honest, is not a common flower that people see.
In the South, yes, it is.
I'm not
it's a really large hair,
right.
Yeah.
Right, they're a tropical plant that are all over. They're almost as common as azaleas here.
What's
an azalea?
I do not feel I need to explain myself. I think other people should check this game out
yes.
at Scarab Library
yes,
and make
yes.
their own decisions.
It's totally fetuses.
Can you grab me one?
So Nada, what was something bad about Nada?
I didn't win.
You weren't playing.
Oh, that's true.
So a person who wasn't playing didn't win. That was a bad thing. Okay.
He's a special snowflake.
I
wonder if anyone's ever gotten injured trying to do the nada.
I
feel like
that.
I scratched you.
It was a little
no,
bit
you didn't
a...
scratch me, but I could see that, especially when... Because what you're supposed to do is...
Nada.
You call out the whatever it is, and then you put your hand on it. I could see people just smashing each other's hands. So, and possibly punching each other.
All right.
There's no possibility of using these dice for anything but this game.
That is true.
That's true. Mm-hmm. It's all got random symbols on it, and each die is a little different.
That's not true. This would be an interesting one to use for the Iron GM contest.
Or the Roy, like with Roy okay. Story Cube.
What?
So Blue Orange, if you want to donate some copies of Nada for the Iron GM, Scarab Iron GM contest, awesome. I'll let you do it. So, anything else you want to say about Nada by Blue Orange Games?
I do. So, when we initially got it from Blue Orange Games at Origins, it came in a box that was actually kind of cool. It was a clear plastic box that was in a square rectangular shape. But once you take it out of the box, all the backing and all of the box part is thrown away. And all you have is this mesh bag, which you put the rules and stuff inside the mesh bag, too. But all that extra flavor text is gone because you throw away the box.
Mm-hmm. All the delicious blue orange flavor text.
Yeah.
Awesome. So that was Nada by Blue Orange, and Calvin wants to say something.
All I got to say is Nada.
Nada. So Nada, check it out at the Scarab Game Library.
It was a board game reviews from the Swarm cast. If you don't like it, then come over and kick your...
Tail! Tail! Toast meant to say tail. Toast.
Ooh.
Why do you do that?
Oh, yeah.